From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Republicans, Democrats, and college officials got a chance to vent yesterday about the Education Department's botched rollout of a new college financial aid form. At a House subcommittee hearing, they complained about unrelenting delays and glitches affecting college plans for millions of families. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
In 2020, Congress ordered the Education Department to simplify the FAFSA. That's the free application for federal student aid that high school students fill out and send to colleges. Schools depend on it to decide how much financial aid to offer. The new FAFSA forms were due out last fall, but were delayed by a few months, and there were lots of problems with the rollout. As a result, student financial aid consultant Mark Kantrowitz told the committee,
"There are 2.8 million fewer FAFSAs filed this year as compared with the same time last year, a 15% drop overall. The drop in college enrollment may be worse than during the pandemic, causing some colleges to close."
Students and parents that did complete the FAFSA found it was riddled with glitches. In some cases, colleges were sent incorrect information about their finances. Rachel Feldman, vice provost of enrollment at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, says it's a mess.
"We feel like we're flying blind without a clear path, and we have yet to release a single official aid offer, despite having released our admissions decisions."
Other schools are in the same boat, so some students will have to decide where to go to college without knowing how much financial aid they'll get. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.